What do you think?
I think we're dead meat. Real dead meat.
You're dead meat! Go ahead and laugh, you guys. If I ever find a little passage of business, you're dead meat.
Welcome to the Dead Meat Podcast, an extension of the YouTube channel Dead Meat. I'm James.
I'm Chelsea, and we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and we like to get scared together.
Hell yeah, we do.
Today, we're doing an interview, and that's why we're sitting all weird on the same side of the table. We're interviewing our very good friend, Richard Schaefer, who is a makeup artist, and he does makeup for Halloween Horror Nights and just all kinds of other cool stuff that we're going to talk about. But I have burning questions about Horror Nights.
So many questions.
Mainly because I've never been to one.
Yeah.
And I'm very scared of them. So maybe this will help me overcome my fear of going to one, maybe. Yes.
Yeah, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Yes, you are the very first person on this podcast who's not James or Chelsea.
Yeah. So I have my own questions that I wrote because I think I was mostly curious about what it's like to work Horror Nights because I have no idea what that process would be like because I imagine it would be really intense, right?
Really exhausting.
Yeah. Like, so why is it so tiring?
You usually start a shift around 2:00 and
a.m.
p.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
2 p.m. and then you end at usually around 4 a.m.
Oh
my God.
Oh, wow. Yeah. A 14-hour day?
Yes.
What?
Holy shit.
And sometimes, like, when it gets closer to, like, Halloween, like, that's, like, every day for a whole week. And then you get, like, usually 2 days off or 3 days off.
To sleep,
oh my God.
I imagine.
It's like being
non-stop.
A nurse.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I have, like, no, like social time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
That makes sense.
Why? So why are you there for so long? Because I think maybe some people imagine, you know, you show up, you put the makeup on and then peace out.
Yeah, no. So usually, like, we'll go in and we'll just sit around and wait and, like, prep our table and just hang out. And then performers start coming in and then we start doing makeup on them. That usually lasts about 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And, like, once we're done with that, we go to our designated mazes and we just sit there for, like, the rest of, for 10 hours.
Is that to do touch-ups or anything that might arise with your needs?
Yes. Or if, like, a mask breaks, we'll be there to fix it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And
where are you hiding in the maze?
I was located at the Titans of Terror maze.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really fun.
That was with Jason, Freddy, Leatherface.
Oh, shit. I was like, cool. I don't know if I'll have to edit clips in this one, but no, you have so much good footage of those mazes.
Yeah,
I'll
put some
clips in.
It was a good one.
How many years have you done it?
This was my last, like, my first year.
Okay. Oh, that was your first year doing it? Okay. And that was, you were working there the same year that I went and made a video there. So all the mazes that you'll talk about are
we have
that
was
are,
there. A lot of video
I was
of,
behind you.
Where,
and you were at the Titans of Terror maze?
So where were you hiding in the maze? I wonder if we have footage and we can put a little arrow.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that'd be great.
There's the part where Freddy is inside the baby carriage.
I do remember that.
Out.
And he pops out. Yeah.
I was literally, like, in the room next to that.
Oh, cool.
In, like, an open space. It was the worst because sometimes people would, like, come around the corner to, like, our exit, like, where we would be sitting. And, like, people would just, like, open the curtain and we'd just be sitting there. And I'd be, like, watching a video curled up in a ball or, like, eating food and just staring at guests.
Like, is this part of it?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they just took a wrong turn.
And... Yeah.
Yeah, because was that right after the Freddy worm eating the...
It was, like, before that.
Oh, it was before that? Okay.
Yeah,
I remember
that was the
worm.
That was so scary.
The worm?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
And, like, sometimes a smell from that room would, like, waft into our area.
Why did it smell? Did they pipe in smell?
They pipe in smells.
Okay.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Of course. Fun. You don't want to smell nice.
No,
it's not like Disney.
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or it smells like sugar cookies or whatever they
pipe
in.
No, it smells like just shit.
Yeah.
And burning flesh.
Oh, my God. So, like, do you, when you get a job there, do you pick where you want to work or do they assign you?
No, they assign you.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can either go to different mazes or you can also stay at Scare Base where you're just there in case like actors come in late or if somebody like needs to go home early, you're there to like remove a prosthetic or
oh, that's cool.
Like make up for them.
Scare Base sounds awesome.
That does sound yeah, awesome.
I want to go to Scare Base. Lit. Where is that at? Geographically wise, in the park.
It's actually underneath. It's in the Curious George parking structure.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Curious George or Jurassic Park. I can't remember.
Jurassic
but
parking.
It's like literally at the bottom. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh wow! Like how far is that from the park itself then? Because is it a situation where like. You have to make sure actors get back without people seeing them?
Are there tunnels? Are there secret tunnels?
There's no tunnels.
Like Disney?
I didn't go through any tunnels. We did go on like little shuttle vans and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, the guests couldn't really see us, and a lot of the actors had to get in a van in order to get from point A to point B.
Okay.
And then they would get dressed at their maze.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, someone asked a question I was very curious about.
Tell me.
At Brie Newbie asked why the actors playing Jack Torrance in The Shining had prosthetic foreheads, but only in Orlando. Here they had like crazy masks.
Oh, yeah. We had full silicone masks. I know nothing about Orlando.
Okay. Because
it's a completely separate company that does their effects.
Oh, wow.
But
they don't even use the same company. It's just completely separate?
Yeah, completely separate.
Can you say the company that you work for?
Yeah, I worked for McGee Effects.
Okay.
And I think the masks were made by Immortal Masks, which is...
That sounds so familiar. Yeah. I feel like we've met them.
We've probably seen them
at cons. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
Okay.
I didn't know that they had foreheads, only foreheads.
I was watching videos because someone told, I think our friend Patrick told me to watch the one from Orlando because the maze itself, he said, was cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was really neat because they actually had the elevator with the blood coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow they did it. Yeah. Instead of just a screen.
Yeah.
But then the actors playing Jack have this forehead that's like...
I need to see this.
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
I want to see this.
I was also curious why there was such a difference, but that makes sense even if it just being different companies.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Mystery solved.
I want to see this.
The Jack Torrance masks were creepy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They were really scary.
Just so that they would all look the same. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think what made them extra creepy is that their eyes were a little hollowed out because it was a mask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they just kind of had like empty eyes.
Yeah, it was just like blank stares out of cavernous holes.
Yeah.
Wasn't the Titans of Terror maze in the Waterworld set?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
The coolest thing
was standing in line for it and being up close to the
Waterworld
set and being able to like talk.
And the like dead shark. Yeah, it was super cool.
Yeah, it was real up close and personal.
This
is
the stuff that makes me want to do it. Because
you have to.
I know, because here's the thing is I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I hate being startled. I like being scared. I like being creeped out, but I hate the physical sensation of a jump.
Yes, and waiting for it to happen.
Yeah. But I just want to see all this stuff up close. I want to look at all the sets and makeup and stuff.
I think I'll convince her to do this.
I think I will, especially since I was watching the tram video and I was like, I could do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, the tram was like, I think the easiest one.
That's what it seemed like.
Because I don't like getting startled either.
Yeah.
I'm the same as you, but... Oh my God. I would like go through the maze to like check it out to make sure that everything like, looks okay. And if any of the masks have tears or anything that I can see.
Yeah.
And it was just so scary.
Yeah.
Like,
would you do it? Would you go through the maze like by yourself or with other employees before hours, like before the guests showed up?
No, I'd go through with guests.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh cool.
Yeah. I would just like hop in and sometimes like the actors would come with me.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was really fun. Yeah, and if they knew that it was me, sometimes they'd like grab me or like or like softly hug me. It was really funny.
Did you just go through your own maze, or did you also take the opportunity to check out the other mazes there?
Yeah, I'd go through other mazes every now and then if I had time, but I'd have to do it on my lunch break.
Oh, like your own personal time?
Yes.
Yeah. Makes sense.
What was another one you liked from last year?
Oh my gosh, I loved The Shining.
Yeah,
a lot. Just visually, it was really
that was one
really
where
well
I was
done.
Like. I'm so tempted to go. That one almost got me to go because it just looked so beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, it was really pretty.
Like, they had the bathroom all the right colors and everything. Like, yeah. That nasty purple and green. Oh, man.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And they had, like, smells in it. Like, the bathtub ghost or
whatever.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Smell like vomit and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so gross.
A lot of piped in shit smells.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Love shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
Oh man, have you heard about the rumored themes this year?
I actually haven't.
Well, they've confirmed Stranger Things.
Yeah. I think they confirmed Trick or Treat too.
I love
Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yeah.
I just love Sam. Like, it's gonna be
little baby.
I know, he's so cute. It's gonna be so hard for me to go through and not just hug Sam. Him,
yeah.
But rumored involve like The Thing, which is my personal favorite horror movie. Like John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It is
a rumored one.
Oh, that yeah. It's about time.
Right.
Like, yeah. It needs to happen.
Yeah. That'd be so good.
I just want to go. I want to be Beverly in it.
Oh my god, please. Please.
I'm thinking about auditioning.
You should.
Yeah.
Oh, for Halloween Horror
Nights? Yeah.
You should.
Book it. Life's short.
Yeah.
I want to be in a haunted house. When I was in college, this is such a dumb story. When I was in college, my roommate and I, it was June, and it was just like we had a day off. We're living on campus during the summer, and we were talking about how we both always have wanted to work in a haunted house, and we're like, let's just call haunted houses and see if they're already hiring. And people picked up, like, these companies picked up, like, fucking Erebus in Pontiac.
Oh, yeah.
So we're calling those places, and they're like, oh, we're not hiring yet, but thanks for your enthusiasm. We cold called so many places. None of them wanted to hire us.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, time to go to Universal.
I know. It's time to do it.
Do it. It's so fun. I mean, it's like really taxing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
What was your experience with makeup before doing Halloween Horror Nights, if that was your first year?
Yeah.
Don't you have a lot of experience doing like makeup effects and stuff prior to that?
Yeah. I actually just, I had just finished makeup school when I got the job.
Cool.
I actually got the job through my makeup school. I found out about the job through them.
Where'd you go to makeup school?
Cinema makeup school.
Okay. I feel like that's a big one.
Yeah.
Is that here in Los Angeles, right?
Yes, it is in Koreatown.
Yeah, in Koreatown. Nice.
Yeah. It was good and they taught me a lot. I've definitely been more like interested in beauty. Like effects came a little bit later in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like came into my life later.
What are some skills that, so by beauty you mean like just like makeup and less like movie effects, right?
Yes.
But what skills do you think were transferable from like all the stuff that you learned as far as like beauty applications of makeup to like creature or effects application?
I guess like I learned a lot about like placement, contouring to the face and like applying that to like a creature. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like giving a creature more depth.
So by just like applied like actual placement on the
like
the,
yeah
the,
and
the
it, like anatomy and stuff.
Yeah,
we had a few questions on here where people asked like what's
yeah.
I just do it and I'm really good at it.
Just do it.
But yeah, people were asking, you know, what's the hardest part of designing, you know, something original where it's not anything that exists. You don't have a reference for it.
I don't know. Less is more, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like forcing yourself to pull back, because I know I always want to like be over the top with like blood or cuts and all that stuff, but you can't because then you'll like lose all the detailing.
Do you have any looks where you had a really cool idea, but it turned out super weird? Like, do you have any
disaster stories?
I was going to say, I hate to say like makeup fails, but do you have any?
Oh, for sure. Oh my gosh. I worked with silicone recently and like trying to make my face look burned and it just looked really bad.
Oh,
like
no.
I just looked like I had oatmeal all over my face and tried to cover it with makeup.
So that'd be, you know, if you're trying to do a Freddy Krueger type look, is it actually really hard?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it just depends on what products you're using.
Sure.
Yeah. And experimenting is good too.
So what's a good product? So if someone's kind of a beginner and they want to just maybe get some stuff that's affordable just to mess around with, what's material that's kind of easy to work with.
Oh, I think there's actually a specific question. Yeah, actually, Allie at Bumblebee_Bud asks, what should a horror makeup starter kit contain?
So, ooh, okay.
In the same line of that question.
Yes. Definitely liquid latex. Okay. I think that's always really good. You can like put liquid latex on top of cotton and like build it up to look like a creature. Wax is also really good.
Just like any type of wax or?
There's a specific, I think it's called Scar Wax. Okay. And Mehron and Ben Nye carry it. And you can like make cuts out of it super easily. And it can blend out on your skin. It's not good for like long wear, mm-hmm. but it's good to mess around with.
Okay. Why will like melt off because it's wax?
Yeah, it might peel off your skin because mm-hmm. your skin is like warm and has oils. It'll just slide off eventually.
Yeah. Liquid latex is how I made all the ball caps and stuff for when we cosplayed Pennywise.
Yeah.
Liquid latex is amazing.
It's insane.
It's so fun to work with. It smells weird.
Yeah, it smells like fish.
It does.
It's disgusting.
It's really nasty. Here, I want to go grab some. I'm going to make you sniff it.
What?
And we're back. I have liquid latex right here. Yes. And I just want James to smell it.
This looks like a bottle that you would pour into your engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh.
Do you love it? Do you love it?
Oh.
Oh, he kind of likes it.
I don't hate it.
Oh.
I don't.
You know what? I wonder if it's a association thing, because now to me it smells like Halloween.
Yeah.
So
I don't
sure.
get the fish scent that y'all are talking about. It kind of smells like, there it is.
There crept up
like
on you.
Smell just to check. Yeah. Don't huff liquid latex.
Don't.
Even if I'm pretty sure it's like fine.
Don't do it.
Don't huff it.
Don't huff anything coming out of the bottle. Don't do
it. Oh my god.
But yeah. This bottle was like $7, maybe less than that.
Yeah, it's not
it's
bad.
Cheap, and you can do all kinds of fun stuff with
it. Yeah, you can do like bald caps, old age too, which I love doing with that. Like you literally like stretch your skin, pat it on, and then dry it, put some more on, dry it, put some more on, just keep building it up as much as you want, and then let go, and then the skin will like naturally like ripple.
Ooh.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, because for anyone who hasn't dealt with it, I never did before you started making your own bald caps, but it's literally like a glue.
Yeah.
It's like a thin layer of glue that you like wipe on, and then it dries pretty quickly, right, that first layer.
Yeah.
And then you just apply another layer, and it builds up thicker and thicker, and to the point where like with what you were doing, we had an actual bald cap that you made from scratch.
Mm-hmm. And it's super stretchy. Yeah.
I've accidentally gotten some of my hair to the point like, well, I'm going to cut this out of my hair now.
Yeah, oh, done no. that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said liquid latex and that wax.
Yes.
What else could go into a starter kit for horror makeup?
Blood. Definitely.
Just
you should have
blood.
Yeah,
just...
you can like make, yeah, real blood.
Yeah, yes, cut your finger.
Cut your, yeah.
It's super cute.
What
Love
do you think
it.
The best way of making fake blood is?
Is
it the classic corn syrup that you always hear about? Or?
Yeah, that's helpful. I've made one with soap before, and I really like it. It like doesn't bead up on my skin. A lot of issues that I have with like corn syrup based blood is that it beads up on like oil based.
Oh, I see.
Bases.
Looks dewy, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, it's okay. real gross.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I get blood from like Tinsley, which is a really cool makeup company. They do like transfers. Like scar transfers,
just like pre-made fake blood.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
And what do you think is the thing to look for when like you're trying to get the color of blood? Because I feel like we've watched a lot of horror movies in this house, and there's been a lot of variation of the colors of the fake blood.
Yes.
Used, and sometimes it looks too bright or pink. And what would you say is the thing to strive for when you're making fake blood?
I personally like more warm tone bloods, like orange based, but
okay.
I think cool tone bloods are good too. I feel like I'm talking about foundation.
Can
I just
you
like
think
warm
of a
bloods.
Movie off the top of your head that's like this nailed it for me?
Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, the Tim Burton
it's just
one.
So like bright red,
yeah,
and just like fake.
Yeah.
I just love it. Like, I don't know.
Seen that movie yet.
Depends on like the aesthetic of the movie for sure.
Yeah. I think Sweeney Todd, he did that too, where it's kind of orangey. I liked that a lot. Yeah, it almost looked like paint.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like literally paint.
And that'll make a huge difference in the tone of the horror movie. Cause like right now I'm covering the Saw movies and those have that very realistic dark blood and it turns a kill from like being a fun, like thing you can laugh at to like a horrifying, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's so realistic.
It might've been an interview with someone on Saw, but they were saying they added like you said, it has like cool tones. So when you add blue coloring to blood, that's what kind of I think makes it look a little more realistic, maybe.
Yeah.
At Anthony Effect 89 asks, what's the hardest makeup effect you've had to do? Like, is there anything that's been super difficult?
Actually, I did Grinchmas for Universal as well.
Oh,
and, yeah.
We
and
love Grinchmas.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
But I did the prosthetic noses for that as well.
For the Who's?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was so hard to do, to make it look like a extension of their own like body, of their own face.
So what goes into that? Because I've always wondered, because you posted pictures when you were working on it, and it's so crazy how it just looks seamless. It just looks like it grew out of their face, and it's so hard to do
that. Yeah, how much prosthetic is around their face? Is it just the tip of the nose, or does it extend over the cheeks?
It extends usually like onto like the cheek a little bit. It depends on the nose, because some of like the male Who's, they're larger, but the female Who's are like a lot smaller. And then Martha May only has like a tiny little like dot right here.
Yeah.
And like a huge lip prosthetic. Yeah. It was super hard. It's a lot of color correcting, and we had to like spatter on different colors of alcohol paint in order to make it blend in with the rest of their skin. That was super hard, and not being able to like cover it with blood or like scarring. Yeah.
So the color matching was the most difficult part of that process?
Yeah, and just making it look natural.
And what's an alcohol-based paint?
Oh, sorry. Alcohol paint is like alcohol-based paints, basically, and they can't come off with anything except for alcohol, 99% alcohol. So they're like stuck to your skin, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it won't smear or anything like that?
Yes, yeah. Okay. And you can thin them out a lot to make them super like translucent or super opaque. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good to work with.
Yeah.
That's another thing to add to your kit.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's what I painted my Pennywise head with, so I'd never have to repaint it.
Yeah, you're good.
What are the downsides of alcohol paint? Are there any, or too permanent?
You can't use them around the eyes because they'll make your eyes...
And stuff?
Yeah. Yes, okay. And they're very drying, but they don't move at all. They're stuck on your face. They don't need a lot of touching up either.
So they're good for body paint. If someone's doing a full body paint, is that...
Yeah,
like maybe the best option
for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Is that what people use in the spray guns? Like, I'm just thinking of like Mystique from X-Men. Is that, would that have been like an alcohol?
Paint? Maybe, I don't know what they used on her, but they definitely use something that's like as durable as alcohol paint. But yeah, you can run it through an airbrush.
Okay,
and it's pretty easy to work with.
Yeah, it won't be like a grease paint or something.
Yes,
shit like that.
Yucky.
Oh man, yeah, we used grease paint for our Pennywise costumes, and it was just like melting.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
We just the first time we did it. Oh my, it was disgusting. By the end of the night, we looked like plates that someone ate birthday cake off
my
of.
God.
You know, where it's like kind of smeared colors and shit.
Yes.
And then I realized that if you just pack on baby powder, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
That's
next
a drag
time.
Queen trick. You like stuff baby powder.
I learned
powder
it from
into...
a drag queen.
Yes. Yes, into a baby sock. Is that what you did it in?
No, I used a brush, but
oh
that's
my gosh.
Also an amazing
baby
thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they put it in like a baby sock and they just smack. That's like what beating your face comes from.
Because
you're like beating your face with a baby sock filled with baby powder.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's so gross.
Our friend Jackson, friend of the pod, asks, which movie or franchise would you most want to be incorporated into Horror Nights? Like dream haunted house to work
on. Oh my God.
Yeah, that, like you could work on and do stuff for.
Fuck.
I never thought about this. Well, I think It would be so amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they do It, I hope that I'm a part of it.
Like, would you want to do Pennywise makeup?
Oh my God, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Or the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be
oh my
so
God.
Cool.
I would love for you to do my Pennywise makeup one day.
Oh my God.
Just because, like, I have a giant head prosthetic. I would
Yours
love
looks
to.
So good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I
both
would just
of you
love
guys.
To see you apply it. Because it's, again, like, I'm sure is the issue with the Grinch noses. It has an edge because it's a prosthetic, and it's so hard to blend those and make it look like it's part of your face.
Yeah, yeah. It's tricky.
Yeah, yeah.
I use a lot of Prozade when I'm like,
yeah,
on the edges. Which I'll just like load it up.
Yeah,
yeah, with the stipple.
Oh, Emma Grace asks, is there a creature or monster look that you haven't tackled yet that you'd really like to try?
I want to do Medusa really badly. Oh. Like a really good Medusa.
Like
I don't know.
Snake hair and everything?
Yeah. And I want to make her face like super snake-like too. Ooh. Like lose the bridge of my nose and I don't know.
How would you go about doing that?
Prosthetics for sure.
That would just like, what, like match the
they
forehead?
Would like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. It's weird how sometimes by adding layers it looks like there's less on your face because it's an optical illusion.
Yeah, does it just like flatten it out?
Yeah, okay. It would like flatten out like definitely my forehead to my nose. Mm-hmm. And then I would probably want like the slit nose too, like the nostrils.
You ever do any werewolf stuff?
I want to. Wolf I've stuff? Never done wolf stuff
because that would involve hair.
Yeah,
and I imagine that's a whole nother challenge.
I hate hair.
Yeah,
so much. I hate touching hair. Like, yeah, I'm avoiding it.
Yeah,
but I know I'm gonna have to end up doing it for sure. Yeah.
What is you just don't like the texture?
Yeah.
Is it like a personal thing?
Yes. Like... yeah, I hate touching hair so much.
Yeah. At Wazimu92 asks, is it a rewarding job or is it sometimes frustrating when most of your work gets wiped away at the end of the day? It's like building a sandcastle.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's super rewarding. I made a lot of friends through it, like lifelong friends. Yeah, it was definitely rewarding.
Yeah.
But it was kind of sad, like seeing like actors just like wipe their makeup off.
Yeah,
for sure.
Especially because for them, it might be more of like, a inconvenience or just like annoying part of their job is to have to wear this stuff, whereas for you it is your job and like a chance at like some creative expression. They're just like, at the end of the day, fuck, finally,
right? Yeah. It sucked. I would like paint Freddy arms a lot, like, and it was 2D, so I couldn't do any like latex or silicone on them. So I would have to like paint it on with airbrush paints just by hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And sometimes they'd be like really good.
Yeah.
And then they would just die by the end of the night. Yeah.
But I guess every day you have a chance to like one up yourself.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I did. It was good.
Yeah. How would you say that your skills change from the beginning of the season to the end? Do you think you learned a lot from that 1 year on the job?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I was so much better like the day that I ended. Mm-hmm. Like my stuff looked so much better. My blending was like way better. I was really good at like all the shining makeups. Like frozen Jack hands were my favorite.
Ooh.
Because I had to do like frostbite and then like sprinkle snow on top of them.
Yeah, it was really fun. Was the frostbite another just 2D thing, or would there be any kind of
Yeah, it was 2D.
Okay.
Wow, yeah. I'm surprised at how much of it I'm learning is 2D because you can't tell.
Pretty much all of it was 2D.
Wow.
There were some people that would do prosthetics on like the redheaded ghost in the Insidious maze. Okay. And like, there were some, a lot of the prosthetics were in the Terror Tram too, with like ripped off like jaws and that stuff. But most of it was 2D because they'd wear masks. And we'd have to blend it to their neck and their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes their legs, too.
And was that just a matter of, like, simplicity? It was faster and easier to do a 2D thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they, like, I don't know. They definitely damage or, like, use their hands a lot. So it would damage, like, any prosthetics used.
That makes sense.
For sure.
Do the employees there who are scare actors have a shower at work? How do they get undressed? You know,
They have like a little area where like they have like dressing rooms and scare base for them. And then they could get dressed at their maze as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know about showers.
Yeah. Like, do they have to drive home in that makeup?
Yeah. Oh, wait. We'd remove it from them.
Okay.
Sometimes they'd remove it themselves. Most of the time they were like forced to remove it. Because they can't, like, leave the park with, like, makeup on.
Yeah.
Even though it's, like, 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the worst because there were the pig boys from American Horror Story.
Okay.
And they wore the pig heads, and they were naked, and they were covered in, like, dirt and, like, blood. But the blood was, like, not coming off. It was very, like, very tacky. And, like, we would just sit there with these naked boys, like, covering them and rubbing them in... what's it called? Miristate. And just trying to remove this blood for like hours.
Oh God. Because hours. They can't leave and go take a shower or something at home.
Oh, that's
and
sucks.
They hid. I felt so bad for them. Yeah. And it would just be like four girls to one boy just sitting there pouring oil on them, just like half asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is at the end of the day. At the
yes.
End of the
and we're all dead and they're dead because they've been home. Yeah. Oh, it was the worst.
Amanda Ocasio asks, what kind of research goes into creating and experimenting to make an effect that's like unique to you, you know, something you've designed? Do you do research at all, or do you just kind of
I don't know.
Do you have like a Pinterest that you pin?
Yes, actually I do. Yeah. I have like a whole Pinterest board dedicated to bruises.
Oh
my God.
Because there's a lot of freaks on Pinterest posting their bruises for
like
people,
real like, bruises?
Yeah, like just actual for bruises.
Reference pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
It's so helpful.
Yeah. So what goes into making a bruise? Is it just the matter of the colors and paints?
I don't know. It depends on like the kind of bruise and like how long it's been there on the body, because sometimes they're just like yellow blobs, or they're fresh and they're like red and purple and black. So I don't know. It depends
on
like.
Oh my God. I love that. Like, I didn't think about that. I'm sure a lot of horror artists have reference folders of like really fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Because you kind of have to, you know.
For sure. I follow Miss and Jemmy on, do you follow her? She's a, I forgot what she does. But she just posts pictures of like bodies after accidents.
Oh my
and
God, for
they're really
and stuff?
Gory. Yeah.
Oh
and
my
I
God.
Like my saved folder on Instagram is like princesses, mermaids, and then like a man that was like ejected onto a freeway sign. Ooh. Yeah.
I hope no makeup artist ever gets under suspicion of a crime.
I like, know the FBI is on your ass,
right?
Richard, if anything happens.
Fuck.
If I ever die in a brutal accident, I give all makeup artists full permission to use my mangled corpse as inspiration. Yeah.
I'm not sure how I would feel about that.
No, I want, you know, like, it's something good.
Yeah, like, hey, Richard, I'm sure you heard about the tragedy, but Brightside got a reference for you.
She's here.
So along the same lines, Audrey Elise asks, which is more important / used more often, an anatomical portrayal of a wound or a more grotesque portrayal, and what do you prefer to do?
I prefer grotesque because I can just like fuck it up. Mm-hmm. And you can't really tell.
Less pressure.
There's a lot less pressure. I don't know. I think it just depends on what the project is.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for like what it calls horror for. Nights, is that going to be going for the more stylized grotesque?
Yes.
Yeah.
So like a guest could see it in like an instant, mm-hmm. and it's like very obvious that it's a wound because it's also dark inside there, so you can't really see a lot.
Okay.
So like the brighter the better. Like a lot of these makeups, a lot of the artists had trouble like not pulling back and making it look realistic. Like we had to make it very like a haunted house makeup. Like it had to be like super dramatic and crazy.
It's kind of like, it reminds me of the difference between movie makeup and stage makeup, because stage makeup you have to see from the back of the house.
It was basically stage makeup.
Okay.
And a lot of the masks were very like vibrant and
so if you look at them in normal light, they look really weird.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I just want to walk through one of these with the lights on.
I
do it in Orlando.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why they don't do it out here, but in Orlando, you can pay extra to walk through and not have anyone scare you, which I appreciate very much.
That sounds like fun.
I know. I really want to.
I like that.
Yeah.
How many makeup artists are there per maze? Like in the Titans of Terror maze, how many makeup artists were there, I guess, on shift at any one point?
There were two of us at my maze. There were pretty much just two people per maze.
Oh, wow, that's it?
But sometimes there were three. It depended on, like, how big the maze was. I think Terra Tram actually had a couple more.
Well, that's a whole... Yeah, that's sprawling.
Yes.
Yeah, has a whole lot of different zones. But I expected a bigger team.
There is a pretty big team, but a lot of them stay back at Scare Base as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's, like, floaters, too, who would go from, like, different mazes.
So, so on the Terra Tram, did you work only on Freddy? Or did you work on other stuff in there?
I worked on like everyone.
You
so,
did?
Like,
okay.
Yeah. So it was, they were pretty like, I don't know. They like knew their shit. So they didn't really deal, like come to us unless they had like a big issue.
The scare actors you're talking
about? Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Which is hilarious because it's the Titans of Terror. I just imagine actual Freddy and actual Leatherface being like, no, we got, like, we know what we're doing.
It's right.
Fine. We've been around for a while.
My favorite, Leatherface had a hair, and sometimes I'd have to get bobby pins and pull his hair back and, like, pin his hair for him.
Oh.
Yeah, so it doesn't get in his eyes.
You know what, though? I think out of anyone, Leatherface would really like that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because yeah. he puts on makeup and stuff, and he just wants to be beautiful, you guys.
He was a cute little boy.
I love Leatherface. I love the Texas Chainsaw Family. It's one of my favorite movies. Like, in the video, I didn't realize it on the tour, the whole family's there, and they're telling Grandpa that he's the best at killing, and I was like, fuck, I just want to go through this.
Grandpa. Yeah, it was so scary. Oh my God. Yeah.
So, and I'll, this is from at Mersteak. They asked, what's the longest makeup session that you've done, and what character were you kind of trying to do? So I guess either Horror Nights or just any look you've done, what's taken the longest? Because I'm imagining really long if Horror Nights is 3 hours, you know, and that's trying to, like, let's make this efficient or a theme park, you know?
Yeah. I was mostly 2D makeup. So I guess the longest, we had a Freddy that was in a, there were two Freddies. There was one that was dressed as, like, a grandma, and then one that was, like, a medical, like, or he was a, like, yeah, like a medical patient, and he was just wearing, like, a hospital gown.
Mm-hmm.
So were these both as part of the terror tram?
Yes.
By the downed plane?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were, like, running around, and I'd have to, like, paint their arms and legs, and that took forever because it was by hand and not airbrushed. Oh, yeah. And I had to do, like, all the scars and burns and
holy shit. How long were they in that chair for?
Those were actually pretty quick, maybe 20 minutes.
Oh,
but
shit.
It just took forever because like, I started off doing hands and it took me about, like, 2 minutes, but I ended up being able to do it in, like, maybe, like, less than a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I was really fast. Like, a lot of us had to be super fast because it was, like, a pretty much like a conveyor belt. Like, we were just getting thrown.
Yeah. Oh, and so that's why you have makeup for a few hours, is because you're doing, like, a bunch of people. Like,
yes.
I see. Okay. Yeah. It's not 3 hours for a person. So who do you, I'm curious who you think, just from being around actors and stuff at Horror Nights, which actors, I know you talked about the American Horror Story pick boys, but are there any other actors or roles that you think just have, like, they get the worst break?
There was the mother from the Insidious maze, and she would just stand there and just be like, don't you dare. And then she'd come back. Like, she just kept doing that all day. She had a hard time. I guess, like, I didn't see it happen, but she'd get groped a lot. Like, a lot of people, like, grab her, like, chest or even, like, her crotch. Yeah.
What?
Wait, so I'm not familiar because I haven't seen Insidious because I'm scared of it. Is it, like, a sexy lady or is it just
no? She's really scary. I mean, the actresses were beautiful. It was, like, a really pretty, like, makeup look.
Yeah.
But no, she was just completely covered in, like, a white, like, 20s dress. It wasn't sexy or anything.
What? Like, what's wrong with people?
Yeah, I don't know.
What a weird compulsion.
I have no idea. I mean, they'd always get kicked out because of it. Because there's, like, security watching 24/7 in these mazes.
Yeah, they're, like, hiding out in the shadows.
Yeah, that, and there's, like,
and see someone standing there watching.
Oh, like, my God, those people scare me the most all the time. Like, always scare me. But yeah, there's, like, a whole room usually with just security cameras, and there's a person that's, like, supposed to just sit there and watch these security cameras and watch guests walk through.
Is it like every corner of the mazes are kind of being watched?
In every room, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
that's
crazy.
So crazy.
Yeah.
That, what a random, like, character though for that to be an issue with.
Right?
Yeah.
It was super weird. Yeah. I think, I mean, a lot of, like, the female characters had issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I've also heard, I don't know if this is anything you've encountered, but I've heard of the phenomenon of people going through haunted houses because it's a bit of a fetish for them, or they get, like, turned on by it and, like, want to be.
Of course.
Touched by actors and stuff.
But they're going the wrong place because the actors aren't supposed to touch the guests.
Yeah.
Right?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
That makes so much sense.
Break the rules and touch me, Freddy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Is that supposed to be me?
It's me. Oh, my
Freddy
God.
In his weird hospital gown.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I have a question personalized to me. How annoying is it when people go through the houses and they're filming because obviously I did that to make a video, but like I also noticed a ton of people just had like their phones up and were recording the whole thing, and like I was making, you know, I was making art, but I know a lot of these people are just doing it to like show their friends later. And like, is that something that the scare actors talk about, of like fucking people on their phones?
No, or? I didn't hear that. No, I don't think that was much of an issue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, sometimes like people would like shine flashlights, like the flashlight on their phone, like into the like hide, like the little places that they'd hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
which is annoying.
Yeah.
Because like they're dark obviously, for a reason to hide things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was an issue. But I don't, not so much filming.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know I'm not that hated.
Yeah. Then. Good job. Yes. Yeah.
Have you been to the auditions for actors? Like, do you know what that's like or not?
No, but I heard that they're wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they have to like walk around like a cone and pretend to be a zombie. And,
ooh.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah. And people get super into it. A lot of like the actors there are like theater kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. They,
yeah. It's a good place for them to go.
Yeah. I tried being an actor for about a year once, and I did go to an audition for like a haunted house creature thing.
Okay.
And yeah. Part of it was like, go from this side of the room to that side of the room in the creepiest way you can. It was just like, you just got to throw all sense of shame out the window.
Yeah.
It was like 30 people watching you, but like just fucking go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my, I couldn't do it. I'm shy.
So if someone is maybe interested in getting into makeup and going to school, what's something they should know before they apply, or you know, maybe what's some something they should teach themselves or kind of know going in before they really commit to doing something like that?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Just practice, like watch YouTube tutorials. Like, I think that helped me a lot with effects, cause I went in mostly knowing beauty only. And, I think it would have helped a lot more if I had practiced with special effects. It definitely does give you like an advantage in classes.
Is there anything that a person studying to do effects might come across online that you would warn them to maybe not do?
Yes. Gluing things to your objects to your face. Definitely don't do that unless it's like made out of foam or something soft that looks like the object that you want to glue to your face, because a lot of people will like glue scissors to their eye.
Like actual scissors?
Yeah. Like they'll like scissors or pencils or like soda cans to their eye to make it look like it like went into their face. Because like you could trip and fall and it could like actually injure you. Or you could like turn and bump into something.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it just isn't safe.
Yeah, holy shit. I've never. So do you think like in movies, so if you're on a set, is stuff like that just fake?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. A lot of the time it'll be like latex, like foam latex, or I don't just something that won't actually hurt you.
Yeah.
Or if it is something that is real, they're being like monitored 24/7, like making sure that the actor's safe and that there's no way that they could bump into like a wall or trip.
Now I'm so curious about Idle Hands, where Seth Green the entire time has a bottle sticking out of his head.
Oh yeah, it's probably fake.
Okay.
Yeah, it's or like sugar glass.
Oh yeah.
Something that can break down easily.
If you ever buy anything that's foam latex, I had a friend who's a makeup artist that he made the Pennywise prosthetic for me, and I made him his wigs, and we did an art trade. And we'll link him in the description too, because he has an Etsy and shit.
It was amazing.
But his stuff's amazing. Thing you need to know about foam latex: it smells like farts.
Oh, yeah, it smells like farts.
My car smelled like a giant fart for a month.
Yep.
And this apartment smelled like a fart. Forever. James was very upset.
I'm so sorry.
We were burning candles nonstop.
We borrowed candles from our friends.
Yeah.
Oh,
we were like, we need more candles. No. It smells so bad. So things you should know.
Yeah.
If you're getting
God.
One fresh, you know, which it was an amazing piece, but that's just the thing you should know.
For anyone still living with their families, maybe.
Do it.
Know this.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
What, mom? Is
sorry,
my
mom.
I think we even had it in a garbage bag. Like, we had a garbage bag over it, and it's still...
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We used to run foam in school, mm-hmm. and like we would make our own prosthetics, and it was just the worst.
Yeah.
Does that involve like an oven to make those?
Yeah, you have to toss them in the oven. Ooh. But like uncured foam is even worse. Oh, like it smells disgusting. And I think I toss them in like a makeup bag on accident or something. I just packed it away and it just smelled like a fart.
Yeah.
It smelled like a nasty fish fart.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Oh, Santino God. Said
it's like
he.
It's sulfur.
Because you usually, like, ideally you make stuff like that. You have a studio for that with an oven. But he was like, right now I don't have access to a specific studio. He made mine in a garbage can, which is amazing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like really?
He made, or? I don't know how.
That's fucking
I just
crazy.
Learned he made it in a garbage can because he's fucking amazing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Dang.
Yep. Makeup artist, man.
Yeah.
I love meeting artists who are like, I'm going to make art no matter what. I'll make my art a garbage can if I have to. And
garbage
it turns
art.
Out amazing.
Garbage.
Yeah. Big Ape 32S. Who's your dream actor, actress to do makeup on? Do you have one?
Tom Hiddleston.
Oh. Yeah. Why is that? Just because.
Daddy. Oh,
I mean
his voice.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so dreamy.
He just he has like a because he's in Crimson Peak. I think of when I think like him and
my favorite movie.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan of that movie.
Oh yeah.
He just did. Yeah, I imagine him being just.
That's like my brand of horror. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really like romantic.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I love.
Yeah.
Woman in Black. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh,
no.
That might be right up your alley, though.
Okay.
I think that takes place in the same kind of time and the same kind of tone with Daniel Radcliffe. So.
Into it.
I love romantic horror, which is, I count The Conjuring in that same genre where it's horror where. No one dies. It's like a psychological kind of thing. Haunted house where, it's more like macabre and it's not about like the gruesome kills. It's just about scary shit.
Yes.
Did you watch any of Penny Dreadful?
Oh my God. I love Penny
course.
Dreadful.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That
oh,
kind of
so
thing.
Much. Yeah. Black lipstick Frankenstein's monster. He looks like an emo kid. I love him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, we didn't finish that show, but I liked what we watched.
Oh,
I liked
the ending is the so bad.
Did it? Ooh, oh, it's bad?
Bad.
Oh, no. Did it not have closure?
They were like, we need to cut. We need to finish this. Like,
it got
fuck.
Canceled, right?
Yeah, a lot happened. Oh, a no. lot happened in the last That's episode that didn't make sense, but yeah.
I don't know. Anything with Ava Green.
I know, she's great.
Her. Yeah, she's so good.
Yeah.
She's perfect for that role.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you so much, Richard.
Thank
this was
you.
So informative. Like, if people want to see more of your stuff, where can they find you?
Just Instagram, the official Ariel on Instagram. That's mm-hmm. me. Yeah,
that's where you do a lot of Disney princess stuff, which is stuff that you've gone viral for. If anyone's seen your stuff, it might have been that.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yes.
Yeah. But I do a little horror on there, too. Like, I like to mix beauty with horror. So, yeah.
That's fun.
I think something you did, I'm trying to think of things you've done recently. You did Elizabeth Bathory, who I love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, queen.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yes.
Awful person.
Yeah. Yes.
Love
yes.
It. And are you going to be coming back for Halloween Horror Nights this year?
I don't know. We'll
okay.
see.
I hope so.
Yeah, I really want to, but I just have to make a couple emails.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Is that it?
Yeah, I guess that's it for Dead Meat. You can find it on social media at Dead Meat James. That's on Twitter and Instagram, Chelsea.
You can find me at Carebeck. That's Carebecc on Twitter and Instagram. And we have merchandise at deadmeatstore.com.
And just make sure that you rate and review us on whatever podcast, app, or site that you're listening to this through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, 5 stars preferably. You know, we're not going to force you to, but.
You probably should, though.
It's helpful. Cool. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. And thank you, Richard, again.
Thank
Yay.
You.
Yeah.
Yay.
First interview.
Yeah.
Debbie Podcast.